Good damn I am.
Yes, we will rock you. Or should I say, she will rock you. Welcome to Good Damn I Am, the official podcast of international artists and musicians. This is episode 9, and our featured artist today will rock you with her spectacular singing. She's the power ballad queen of Smule. She's got Betty Davis eyes, and her voice will melt your heart. One of IM's greatest treasures, she's none other than Annette Lunda. Annette, welcome to the show.
Rock on, Chuck. Thank you for that introduction. You're making me blush. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure because I get to feature you and your music today. So, it's been a while since I've seen you in person, and I really want to get back over to Norway for a visit. But, as we all know, this pesky COVID thing has really been a headache when it comes to get-togethers, meetups, and traveling. So I'm very happy that I get the chance to catch up with you in this way here on the podcast. Annette, how have you been? Går det bra?
Det går bra. Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you. It's really been way too long since last time we met, Chuck. But hopefully it won't be too long now. I haven't been around much in any line groups this last year or two. To be honest, life has kept me busy.
Well, I'm delighted that you found the time to be with us here today. So before we kick things off, I want to tell you listeners out there where you can find Annette and her music. I'll start with the most important one of all, Smule. Make certain you are following Annette on the Smule app. If you are not, you should rush over there right now and search for IM_Annette, and that's A-N-E-T-T. Then click on follow. Annette also has some original music you can find on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, and Reverb Nation. Just search for her full name, Annette Lunde, and that is spelled A-N-E-T-T, last name L-U-N-D-E. Now, Annette, I want to go back in time, and that's not that long ago because I'm sure that you're like Stina and me. You know, we're still in our early late 20s or late early 20s. I'm not sure which it is.
Yeah, totally in my early late 20s, that's for sure.
For sure. However, we must go back to the early years to find out where all this talent and extraordinary style developed. I know that a lot of people, especially in Norway, start out their singing experience and careers by being in a choir. And I also remember you saying that you were never in a choir, so I need to know, did you find your voice, so to speak, by singing along with the songs on the radio?
So, to take it back to when it all started, I don't exactly know when, but I remember sitting in our living room in front of the radio, singing along to English songs even before I knew how to speak English. I've always loved singing, to be honest, but I didn't have the classic voice, so I never felt like I fitted into a choir. And I got teased for singing differently, so I kind of kept it to myself, or at least within the family. So never more or less everything I know, I learned by doing. And my mother actually told me when I became an adult that she called me sangfugl, which means songbird in English.
Sangfugl is the perfect name for you. Annette the songbird. And singing songs with the radio, that really is a fun way to find inspiration and to challenge your voice at that age. And it's so impressive that you've fostered this awesome singing style without any official voice training. So now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play a recording of Annette's. It's a song originally from long ago. She probably is too young to know when it was on the radio, but I'm here to tell you that it was during the 80s, my favorite time. Originally by the band Foreigner, here is Annette singing, I Want to Know What Love Is.
Oh, Through the clouds I see her shine. Keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now.
That was the lovely and talented Annette, who is right here with us today, singing the classic, I Want to Know What Love Is, and singing it very well, I might add. Now, I mentioned power ballad earlier, and this is a great example of how Annette can command that genre with no problem. That was just flawless. So now I want to talk about another genre that seems to be another great fit for you, Annette, and that is hard rock / heavy metal. Now, recently you told me about one of your favorite bands, and more specifically about the lead singer who has inspired and influenced you some. Can you tell me again who this was, when you discovered them, and what qualities and characteristics drew you in and made you a fan?
I think it was back in 2012 I first heard of this band called Hailstorm, with Lizzie Hale as the lead singer. After that, I was sold. She's just simply one of the best female singers I know. Period. And their music drew me in from the get-go. Her range is insane, and she inspires me to work on my own range. Their music is filled with emotion, all the way from powerful emotional power ballads to powerful heavy metal songs. So big variety. I saw them in concert in 2018, and I'm gonna see them again in February in 2022. Really looking forward to it. It's an early birthday gift to myself. Yay!
Well, I am going to check out Hailstorm on my Spotify. But for now, I'm going to play a recording of you, Annette, covering one of their songs. And I know before I even hear it that you probably nailed it. But we're going to listen to it anyway, just to be certain. So, here is Annette singing the Hailstorm song, I'm Not an Angel.
You made a mistake on the day that you met me and lost your way. You saw the signs, but you let it go. You closed your eyes. I should have told you to leave, 'cause I knew all the time you couldn't handle me. But you're hard to resist when you're on your knees begging me. I'll tear you down, I'll make you bleed eternally. Can't help myself from hurting you when it's hurting me. I don't have wings to fly it with me, you won't be safe. Gave it all. I keep taking the blame when we both know that I'll never change. I'll tear you down, I'll make you bleed eternally. Can't help myself from hurting you when it's hurting me. Don't have wings to fly in with me, you won't be safe.
Wow, that blew me away. That was IM's own Annette singing I'm Not an Angel. But with that voice, you could have fooled me. I really enjoyed that one a great deal, and I found it very mesmerizing listening to all those layers of Annette's voice. It was just beautiful. Now, Annette, you've been on Smule for a while, even longer than me, I think, and it appears to be a very big part of your life, judging from your activity and how big your Smule channel is and how big your favorites list is. Whether it's recording for competitions, opening and joining OCs, or just doing a song for yourself, it appears that you have pretty much mastered nearly every feature of the app. Now, this is a three-part question. When did you first discover the Smule app? Did you get the hang of it quickly? And what, if anything, would you change about the app if you could?
I discovered Smule in 2015, I think it was, 6 years ago. I felt I got the hang of it really quickly, especially considering I joined my first group just a few months after I joined Smule, which actually was IAM. And that's also where I was encouraged to join my first competition, Rock Your Voice. If I could change anything about Smule, I would like to have the possibility to decide where the layer saves according to the center of the audio. Not sure if that's the correct way to say it, but...
Oh yeah, the channel that your voice is in on a particular layer, like the left, right, or middle. To be able to change that, that would be awesome.
And also, I would like to be able to choose what layer to delete, like you can do in the studio.
Well, I hope one day they get it perfect for all of us. Now, this next song that I'm going to play was recorded with the Smule app by Annette, and it's yet another music genre that she seems to do comfortably. Country. This song was originally sung by Carrie Underwood, who is actually more like country pop rather than country, but that's okay. So here is Annette singing Carrie's 2012 hit, Blown Away. Lovely, lovely. I just love that one. And a few minutes ago, after I heard the song I'm Not an Angel, I said I was blown away by it. I guess I should have saved that comment for this one, for sure. That was Annette singing the Carrie Underwood song, Blown Away, proving once again Annette's versatility when it comes to genre hopping. And speaking of genre hopping, let's talk about competitions. Annette, I think I heard that you've been in a competition or two since you've been on Smule.
Oh yeah, I've been in a few competitions during these last years.
Now, do you remember what your first comp was? Also, which ones have you won? And what winning recording are you the most proud of?
The first one I was in, as I mentioned, Rock Your Voice. And I've actually won 9 competitions. The ones I won are You the One, Season 1, Sightless Singers, Season 1 and 2, Raise Your Voice, Season 3, Ogo Eternity, Season 1, Platinum One Shot, Beyond the Vocals, Season 1, Your Loves, Season 2, Spring King, Season 1, and second place in the Golden Circle, which actually was a competition for previous competition winners. And the recording I'm most proud of is the one I recorded in the Beyond the Vocals finals, I Know You by Skylar Grey. And as I said, I won that competition, so yay! Really proud of that one.
Well, we are all so proud of you, and I'm proud to know you. So, let's celebrate your success by playing your winning song from Beyond the Vocals competition. It was originally by Skylar Grey. This is Annette's fabulous rendition of I Know You.
I believe this love in you, gray light on the dusty avenues. Inside your heart, just afraid to go. I am alright, more than innocent. Just take a chance and let me in, and I'll show you ways that you don't know. Don't complicate it, don't let the past dictate.
secrets that you hide. Control us and it's just not fair.
Yes, you're a winner, baby. That was a most impressive and most excellent recording. And those harmonies in the chorus were just magical. Thank you for sharing that with us, Annette, and it's very easy to see how you won that comp. So, a little bit more competition talk. Annette, do you have any advice for people out there who might be thinking about trying a competition?
Well, just have fun and remember that this is a karaoke app, so it's not a studio. You can't have everything perfect. And learn from the judges' feedback. They try to help you to improve your singing. So just take it in and try to learn from it. That's the most important thing.
Great. Thanks for that. I know the people out there listening appreciate it. And who knows, maybe they'll be the next generation of comp winners. So Annette, I was stalking your Facebook page and the cover pic looks like you're with a band. Is that your band? And if so, how did you meet those musicians? What type of music do y'all play and where do you play?
Yeah, this is my band Crunch. We've been playing together for approximately 6 years now. And I was asked to join as a choir singer, actually, for the previous lead singer. And after a year, he quit and I took over as lead singer. Go figure. We play cover music and the songs vary from rock to blues to pop and even country. And the kind of songs we play are the ones that make people dance and have fun. So, unfortunately, we haven't been out playing live many times, but when we do, it's at local pubs and venues.
Okay, well, that clears things up. I hope I get to see y'all perform someday. Now, I want to hear about some of your professional recording experiences. And this is what I always look forward to the most because it involves a lot more than a phone and a pair of earbuds. So I was listening to one of your singles on Apple Music. Actually, it's more of a maxi single because there's three songs, but it's dated from 2008. So I'm wondering if that was your first time in the recording studio. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience and what it's like to create original recordings like these?
I've always wanted to record in a studio. So in 2008, I got some money, so I decided to use them in a studio. And I contacted a producer in Oslo. He gave me a studio package, including three other songs that I recorded in his studio. So to be honest, I didn't have the experience and knowledge to find the right studio. So if I was to do this again, I would have done it a little different. But it was a learning process, and it made me want to do it again. So after this experience, I have been in a few other home studios and assisted with my voice on some songs, and some only with harms, but also some of the as lead singer or duet partner. You do learn a lot about your voice and what you can do with it when you're in a studio with people who know how and what to do.
Well, I am so envious, but also so nervous to try the studio experience because I'm afraid I would run over time, which I'm sure gets expensive. Anyway, I think we made good time today, Annette. Thank you so much for spending time with us, and it was very wonderful to catch up and hear all about your exciting singing life, as well as getting some of your words of wisdom on the subject of music. I'm always anxious to hear about all the fabulous things you have going on with you, so please say you'll come back to see us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. IAM truly is an amazing and supporting group of wonderfully talented singers, and I will certainly try to be more present in the future, but you will most likely find me more on Smule than Line, to be honest.
Well, you are always welcome. Now, I'm going to close the show with one of your original songs. This one is from 2008, and it's beautiful, emotional, and I just adore it. It's called Everyone's Afraid. And before I hit that play button, Annette, please take care and keep doing what you do, and always try to have a great damn.
Ah, thank you so much, and back at you, my dear friends in the IAM. Rock on!
And that goes for you listeners out there, too. Have a great damn, IAM. Now let's listen to Everyone's Afraid. Thank you.
since you left, although it's not forever, it's only for a month or so. But how can I explain that I do have this broken feeling, and you don't even know that there's something born here within me. When you strike a pose, can you feel when my courage shows and I begin to speak? Although you cannot hear me, can you feel me when my spirits rise? And I am still afraid that you won't come to see me. Now tell me I am wrong, I have to go. I hear my daydreams calling. Everyone's afraid when it comes to leaving. To the room, and you had left some scent behind, a gift, but then again, something I can do without this moment on my own. Forgive me when I say that I don't need to be reminded. Can you feel when my courage shows and I begin to feel?
I am radio.
I am radio.